Now, I'm not very happy with the press in regards to how they describe farming only as small family farmers. I'm not opposed to that at all. I'm for all of agriculture, and you've done a great job in highlighting that. Matter of fact, you've educated probably more consumers than almost any other secretary, and you deserve the credit. At any rate, the American farmer rancher supplies food and fiber not just for our benefit, but for that of the many nations in need. I went through that. But they are criticized for the programs that help provide this very assistance. I'm back again to crop insurance and the direct payment. The matter is that, fact of the matter is, our producers aren't competing against themselves. We're competing against Brazil, Europe, Australia, other parts of the world. We all know that story. Our farm bill takes modest steps to level the scale of international competition, but, Mr. Secretary, we need a lot more help in that area. So, as your advocate-in-chief of agriculture, let me just ask you a question. How are you working to defend and protect our farmers and ranchers, all of agriculture? And I know I heard you say to repopulate the areas, and I know that we keep hearing about small family farmers, and we put that on size or we put that on income or whatever. But the folks that really, that one farmer out there and three sons, one son went to Denver, one son went to Kansas City, one son stayed, his daughter stayed, and now he's farming 10,000 acres, maybe 20,000 acres. And yet it's high-risk agriculture, and he has to depend on crop insurance, has to depend on that direct payment. And his contribution to this country is tremendous. And yet somehow he is pilloried by the press as some big business farmer that doesn't need any help at all. And so I'm just asking, in your opinion, I don't think we've swung the pendulum too far because you've done a good job, but in your opinion, how can we better defend or better tell our story in agriculture from the standpoint of production agriculture? We're about 60% finished with harvest this year. I'm going to be very bullish and say we're going to approach 400 million bushels. That's I hope that's the case. Some have had a very good year, others a poor year. You know, the weather has been Mother Nature. I don't know what we did to Mother Nature, but she hasn't been very kind to us. But anyway, no matter who you talk to, all of our farmers are concerned, and they do not understand the widening basis. Now, by that, I mean the difference between the future price at the Board of Trade and those and the price of the country elevator. That's $1.50 difference, over $1.50. And you know the stories that will come out in regards to who's at fault and whatever. I think I have a gnat here from the Board of Trade that's giving me, some problems. Global wheat production is up. This is what I get back. Storage capacity is full. Transportation costs are high. And they say we just have to have more demand. And obviously that gets back to a trade agenda. That gets back to several countries that we've been working with for a considerable amount of time, but unfortunately have not been able to consummate any kind of a trade agreement. So I guess in order to explain to farmers this widening basis, and if you have some kind of a formula or some kind of a short explanation, I would sure like to hear it. I know they would. What are we going to do to address this concern on the over basis?